Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Catherine Zandanella is with us, ladies and gentlemen. You're going to be glad she's with us because she's a smart lady. She's got some important things to talk to us about. Well, we would have her on her show if only just to say her last name. Isn't that a great name? Zandanella. Catherine is a freelance writer. But she's a former science editor for The Green Guide. She has a significant list of credentials in the area of science writing and associations that she has, including the book Green Guide Families, the complete reference for eco-friendly parents. That's a National Geographic publication, which gives her all the credentials that we need for her to help us celebrate Earth Day. Catherine Zandanella, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Jim.
Happy Earth Day.
Happy Earth Day to you, too.
I don't say that a lot. Happy Earth Day.
Well, you can only say it once a year.
Well, that's right. I guess. But now, wait a minute, Catherine. I would have thought you would have said we should say that every day.
We should say it every day. And you know what? More than an Earth Day, we need an Earth generation.
An Earth generation.
That's what this book is all about.
But weren't those the people, my generation, who founded Earth Day in 1970, 40 years ago?
Indeed.
The flower, you know, be sure to wear a flower in your hair, you know, that kind of thing, peace, love, all that kind of stuff. Wasn't that that generation?
I believe it was. It was a little bit before my time, but I've got a great Earth generation coming up in my household right now.
It wasn't before my time, but I think, I don't know what happened. I think there might have been a little too much peace and love and not enough Earth in that movement back in those days. But they did do something right. They established Earth Day, and today is the 40th anniversary.
That's right. That's right, and there's so many things we can do today and every day to make our planet a little bit better, make our air a little cleaner, our water a little cleaner, and our soil a little bit more productive and healthy. And then we'll be able to pass on a healthy Earth to our children and grandchildren.
Well, you know, Catherine, I am in favor of all those things you just said. I am concerned that Earthlings aren't paying as much attention as we should to our environment. We are getting to a critical mass point from the ability to leverage resources. I still don't think we're there from a population standpoint, but from our ability to leverage resources and to use resources from the earth and to create synthetics. I do believe we've gotten to the point where we have to pay attention to what we do, to how what we do affects the future of the earth, of your species, and all living species. I do think that that's something we need to pay attention to. And what I like about what you're talking about, what you talk about in your book and in the other things that you do, is you get right down to the micro level. I mean, the things in your book, all the way down to crafts and everything else, I mean, you really get it down to the micro level, don't you?
Well, I do, and my book is aimed at parents, and it's aimed at families who want to go a little bit greener, do things a little bit in a way that's a little bit better for the earth, and have fun at the same time. I'm not talking about just sitting around in the dark every night and worrying about using a light bulb. I'm talking about small ways that we can all do things like recycle a little bit more, reduce the amount of electricity that we use, and spend time outdoors, running around and playing and riding our bikes instead of being in cars all the time.
Yeah, you're not saying we should become monks. You're saying we have the good news is, I think, Catherine, and this is what I see in your book, and in the other things that you do, is we have choices today that we didn't have in years ago, and we now have choices of choosing, you know, something that's a little better for the environment than others, and once you recognize you have those choices, then, you know, make one of them.
That's right, and a lot of the choices that we have don't have the word green on them. There are so many things that we can do that are not advertised as being green. They're not more expensive. They're actually usually cheaper than the conventional way we do things. And I'm talking about things like reusing, reusable picnic wear that you buy for one party for your children,
right,
and you use all the way through their college graduation party. So many things that we can do that they're not advertised as green, but they are better for our planet.
You know what I do, Catherine? I don't do it 100% because it's not always possible. From time to time, I use plastic cups to take something to drink with me in my car.
That's a great idea. And you know,
let me finish though.
Oh.
I don't throw those away. I take them and I wash them. We put them in the dishwasher and I reuse them. How about that? Don't I get an attaboy for that?
Absolutely. And most of the plastic cups that we get at restaurants, you can take them with you. You can use them again. You can wash them in the top rack of your dishwasher.
Yep, works like a charm.
They're made of a food-safe plastic called polypropylene, so they're great.
Yeah, I do that. Okay, what else? What are some other things that we can do? You talked about you recommend buying larger units of things that we consume, whether it be house goods or food, and if we need them to be in smaller packages, repackage them ourselves.
Right, and we've all seen ads or commercials for the individual snack packets that are made by Ziploc, the little containers, I should say.
Yeah.
They're made by Ziploc or Glad, and they don't advertise themselves as being green, and yet they really are, because these are reusable packages, so you can buy your snacks in large containers and then package them into small containers for the week, and you're cutting down on your garbage. But what's even better is if you, instead of picking out potato chips or a high-salt, high-fat snack for your children, go for something that's really healthy, like cherry tomatoes or blueberries or banana chips.
Now, wait a minute, Catherine. Now, we got a kid here that's been a really good boy today. And you're going to give that kid a cherry tomato instead of a Chips Ahoy cookie? I don't think that's going to work.
Oh, kids love cherry tomatoes. There are so many vegetables out there that they love, and parents don't realize it. But the trick is to get fresh vegetables. I agree with you. A lot of vegetables come across mushy. They're overcooked, and you're right. But certain ones, cherry tomatoes, baby-cut carrots,
believe it or not, when my kids were little, they used to do that. They'd go to the refrigerator and they'd get a carrot out, you know, and people would come over to our house and they couldn't believe that. But I got to tell you, Catherine, you know, the cookie thing, every kid's got to have a cookie. This vegetable thing, I don't know. Of course, cherry tomatoes aren't vegetables. They're fruit, right?
Well, I think you should ask Michelle Obama what our kids should be eating these days.
Yeah, okay. Stand by. Catherine Zandanella is our guest. We're celebrating Earth Day, 20 after the hour. Stay with us. Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. Thanks very much for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Thank you for checking it out and using it, going there and returning there to help you with your small business. You'll find lots of stuff there, smallbusinessadvocate.com. And if you're on Twitter, I'm at Jim Blasingame if you want to follow me there. Catherine Zandanella is with us. Catherine is a green expert. She's an expert in helping families like yours and mine do a better job of saving money and helping the environment and just making good choices. Her book is called Green Guide Families. Catherine, tell us how we can find you and how can we find your book?
Well, you can find me at my blog, which is www.greenonashoestring.org.
Greenonashoestring.org.
And you can find Green Guide Families anywhere books are sold. It's available on Amazon and at all the major bookstores.
Okay, ladies, I'm speaking to the ladies here, Catherine, because I know guys, I know some of you will buy this, but this, ladies especially, because Catherine, we all know that women buy most of the things that families consume. Isn't that isn't that true?
Well, that's true in my family.
It is true in most families. Women spend, buy most of the household things. So, ladies, you're going to want this book, and I promise you, and you know if you're hearing it from me, you know it's an endorsement. this book will help you make some of those good decisions. And you can, and what I like about your book is everything I read in there, Catherine, even though I might say, okay, I wouldn't do that, but it made me think about it. And so I like that. So congratulations.
Well, thanks. Well, I did try in every case to put in a little research, put in a place where a website where someone could go to get more information, and also a lot of resources if someone's looking for something that they want to learn more about or buy.
And I'll tell you something else, Catherine, I want to thank you for. There's an awful lot of politics in this green thing these days, and you avoided that in your book, and I congratulate you on that. It's just common sense, good choices, and very comprehensive. So congratulations on that. So let's talk about some of the other things that they can do. Fast food. There's a lot, you know, when you go to Europe, you can't find fast food. There's not a place to buy food on every corner in Europe or really any other part of the world. In America, you can do an about face three times and be facing three different fast food opportunities, don't you?
Right. And fast food is great. For one thing, it's fast, and it's one of the only things we can easily get when we're driving around town and our kids are getting hungry and there's no time to go home and get something healthier. And that's you know, that's one thing that all of us as parents end up doing is going to fast food. But I would recommend trying to go less frequently than we are now because, as you know, a lot of our kids are struggling. They're starting to gain weight at early ages, 7 or 8 years
old. Is there an obesity epidemic among children in America?
Well, according to health officials, there is an obesity problem.
Yeah.
And you know, you can see it looking around your neighborhood a lot of times.
So, when I was growing up, every kid on a day like we had yesterday, every kid was outside on bicycles playing kick the can till after dark.
Well, you know, I'll tell you.
Kids, now they're inside on their computers in their little game boxes.
Kids love video games, but they love being outside. I see it on my street. As soon as that bus lets the kids off, they're all walking. They don't want to get in cars anymore. They love the fresh air, and kids love riding bikes. So as much as we can foster that and encourage that, we should do it.
Right. I agree. All right. What are some other things we can do?
Okay. Well, there's so many things. I mean, around the house, you know, I have a chapter on practically every decision that a parent might end up making from what kinds of – I do have several chapters. I have two chapters on food, talking about the organic issue – whether you should buy organic food for your kids.
You need to become educated about organic because some things, there's a lot of, you know, everything that sounds organic or says it's organic doesn't mean it really is, does it?
As long as it has the USDA organic label, then it is organic.
What does it mean? What does organic mean?
Organic means that the food was grown without using chemical pesticides or fertilizers.
Uh-huh.
So it's a natural method. They use natural fertilizers, and they can even use natural pesticides. If it's a pesticide that occurs in a plant or there are certain kinds of insects that generate chemicals in their bodies that are pesticides, and then these organic producers collect those chemicals, and they can use those kinds of natural, naturally occurring pesticides on their plants. But
go ahead.
Oh, well, I was just going to say that, again, when it comes to choosing organic foods do tend to be more expensive. I have lots of tips in my book about how to save money while going organic. And also, I recommend don't spend a lot of money on, again, organic chips and cookies and things like that. Focus on the fruits and vegetables because those are the healthiest foods for your kids.
I agree with that, except, you know what, give a kid a cookie every once in a while, Catherine. I know your kid, you've got a couple of kids. Surely you let them have a cookie every once in a while.
Oh, I love cookies. And you know
hey, Catherine, before we wrap up, folks, we're celebrating the 40th anniversary of Earth Day. For a knucklehead like me who doesn't always think green, I think one good tip to give people is before you buy something, ask yourself what you're going to do with it when you're through with it. What do you think about that?
I think that's excellent advice. And people always talk about plastic in the environmental movement and what a bad material it is. It's actually a great material, but when we throw away plastic, it takes a long time to degrade. So we have to think carefully about what.
Yeah, like 500 years. Make sure that you know what you're going to do with it and you buy things that you can use more than once. Catherine, the book is called Green Guide Families. Thanks for helping us celebrate the 40th anniversary of Earth Day.
Thanks, Jim.
We'll see you next time. Next year, maybe. How about that? Quick break. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.